Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm broadcasting from Subway in Appleton because it's a big anniversary today. And joining me is Gary Hendricks. Gary, congratulations on 20 years owning Subway restaurants.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for coming out today.
Yep. Yeah, we've had a long relationship with KLQP and Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and Wilmer, right?
Correct. It's, I don't know how many years we've been doing the player of the game and so on, and it works well for us, and I hope it always works well for you.
That's right. Well, tell us what's going on here at the Subway restaurants today.
Today is commemorating our 20th anniversary, so we have buy one 6-inch, get a 6-inch free with a drink, and whatever sub that is, we'll match it with a get one free.
All right. That's just Subways that you own?
Correct. Just Appleton, Dawson, Clara City, and we have two in Wilmer.
And two in Wilmer kind of recently, right?
Yes, they're a little, about 2.5 years that we purchased them.
Okay. Gary, why Subway when it started?
I think overall it's something that I like.
Yep.
Overall, I think it is that healthier side. And it's something that we can do in a small town. I think that's the other component there. Some of the other ones we just wouldn't be able to have in a small town, that the requirements are, you know, population wise, things like that we just wouldn't qualify. So we're able to do it in our small towns.
Okay. And Subway's all over the world now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I don't even know how many countries they're in, but it's all over.
Well, your wife would just tell me you were down south and you visited a Subway down there.
Oh, yeah. Whenever we go on vacation, we got to check wherever it's at and so on. So,
that's right.
Anyway.
All right. Your son's involved. Tell us a little bit about that. How did Matt get involved?
He just went to college and came back, and, you know, we were opening a store in Clare City at the time, and, you know, okay, he just kind of went into it at that point, and it's worked out fairly well.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your employees. You have a number of employees in each store?
Yes, and some of them, you know, like Kelsey here, has been 9.5 years, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. Yeah. And you know, the individual, Lisa Bowman, was here 6 years prior to that. So we try to keep them as long as we can. But a number of stores, too. You know, we've had some fairly long-term employees throughout the years.
That's right. I tried to get Kelsey on the radio. She said, nope.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Talk about the store here in Appleton. This was your first one?
Yes, this is our first one. This is the learning experience. You know, this one we've in the back, most people wouldn't notice, but we have an office in all the other stores except this one, just to keep things organized back there. But a lot of changes overall. And it's, you know, when you have an anniversary like this is when you have time to reflect and think about it. And for instance, when we first opened, one thing was all cash at that time.
Oh.
And now it's cash is maybe a third of what we do or less. You know, it's credit or debit cards now. Toaster oven was not here when we first started either. That came about 4 or 5 years after. And I think that was a game changer as overall, because myself, I toast all my subs,
yep.
and I like it like that. The other part, and this is where my wife really likes it, we had Pepsi products when we first start out, and I am a Pepsi person, and my wife's a Coke person, so when Subway switched over to Coke, it was a good day for her. So, and, you know, just similar, you know, changes like that have occurred over the last 20 years.
Right. And of course, the logo and the looks different. And now in the Dawson store, you have pizza and pasta, and that's what I like about that.
Yes, well, this one has ice cream. Not too many even have ice cream, and we're able to start with ice cream, and then a little bit later, Subway changed their format and didn't allow it. And it's the same thing with Mama DeLuca. We got in, and again, it goes back to it's something that I like. So we went out, Mac and I. And our manager at the time, Amy, went out to Wisconsin to try it, and we really liked it.
Yep.
So we incorporated that into our Dawson and Clare City store, and it's worked out fairly well.
Yeah, I think it's one of the few Subways. I got to confess here, Gary, Subway is my favorite fast food restaurant to eat at. So I eat at Subway a couple times a week.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it.
I should say your Subways.
Very much appreciated. Thank you.
And the pizza, that's probably one of the few Subways that have pizza in the state.
I would think it's maybe a handful at best.
Right.
Because, again, there was a short window, and we got on it right away. And it fits into a small town, too.
Right.
So we're able to get in, and now we can maintain it.
Okay. Talk about your newest stores. You opened two in Wilmer recently.
Yes, well, we purchased them 2020,
okay.
And we have moved one. We built a new store over there, and just moving a few blocks, but accessibility is huge.
Cool.
It has done really well for us, and now we're looking at another location for our Highway 12 one as well.
Okay. And any more new plans for expansion?
No, only my waistlines and my age is expanding at this point. So, I'm doing this as long as I can, and being a county commissioner, they kind of work well with each other, and I like it. And we like it.
All right. So once again, we're broadcasting from Subway here in Appleton. Gary Hendricks is our guest here, the owner of the Subways. Five Subways, Gary?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
And tell our listeners again what's going on today.
Okay. We have buy one, get one free with a purchase of a drink. So, and that's a small drink as well. But we hope and we invite everyone to come out to one of our stores and enjoy the day.
All right. And before I go, I want to thank you for what you do for our sports on Q92 and the communities that you're in. I know you give back a lot to the communities.
Well, I think that's hopefully what we're known for as much as we can. Just working with the community is huge for me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the business, and that keeps us open. You know, that's the down and dirty of it. We need customers, and I think as long as we're supported, we're open, and it just works well.
That's right. All right, Gary, thanks. Before I let you go, got to ask you on the menu, what's your favorite Subway?
I'm a rotisserie fan, rotisserie chicken. Rotisserie chicken with bacon, and I do toast it all the time with onions and green peppers, and I like that avocado on there.
Oh.
And yes, and I'll throw in once in a while a jalapeno, too. So.
Okay. Mine's the Supreme Meats or the All-American Club. My wife's favorite is All-American Club. She gets that all the time, doesn't want to change anything, that's what she gets.
And for me, I eat normally noon here for 20 years now, and I still enjoy it. I still look forward, am I going to have today? I do have my favorite, but I like to switch it up as well.
And Subway has changed their menu often, though.
Yes, and the big change was last year, going with the Subway series. And I think that was last July that they started that, and they're really pushing that. So it makes it a little quicker on the ordering line. If people say, hey, I want this one, and it goes to order, it's quick and easy at that point. One thing that we're looking forward to in the next couple months, we're going to get a slicer. So our meats will be sliced up in front here, it's just a nice addition there.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gary. I appreciate your time, and congratulations on 20 years in business at Subway.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for coming out today. I appreciate it.
All right, stop by your Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and the two Subways in Wilmer today. Buy one 6-inch, get the other free. Can't beat that.
Thank you. Yes.